I want to start where you went off last night, because WA, very few people take on a whole state like you have the courage to do. You were very brave last night. I think it may have had something to do with the fact that you were wearing a Richie Beno beige type jacket on the couch, but you stood up to the mic, you looked straight down the microphone, you delivered a very, very stinging appraisal of the West Coast Eagles.
What's happened to this once feared football club that was the West Coast? And when you boys went around when they came in the competition, they came in with a confidence and an arrogance and a strut, and they didn't take a backward step to anyone. They're inoffensive. They play an outdated style of footy. They're bland. And they're only really good at one thing right now, and that's losing. They're the fifth oldest team in the competition. They're playing against the North Melbourne side coming off a wooden spoon and had it handed to them. Handed to them physically. Now, they're the rest Coast Eagles at the moment.
Oh,
they're resting,
geez,
and they're coasting.
The rest Coast Eagles.
Thank you, John.
The rest Coast Eagles. I like it. Inoffensive, bland. They're a losing team. Rest Coast Eagles. Pretty strong stuff from you.
Tim.
In all honesty, that is as hard-hitting as anyone has been in living memory. In living memory.
They're coming off a two-win season last year, right?
Yeah.
Now, there were some mitigating circumstances. I think the circumstances that are mitigating have been taken too far. We let them off the hook a bit. Okay,
yep.
You can have a year. But teams that have won two games in over the past 30 years, every single coach got sacked. Now, Adam Simpson won't because of those circumstances, but it is still a two-win season. So you got 6 months to get it right, 6 months to reflect on a two-win season, 6 months to reflect on where the brand of this football club is in the competition. Right now they're not feared. No one fears the West Coast Eagles. It used to be the worst trip ever trying to go over the West Australia. So what happens? They come out against a North Melbourne side who are the youngest team of the year. They're the fifth eldest, right? And they lose contested possession by 37. 37, Tim.
What does that say to you?
Well, nothing changed. That says to me that they, as I said, they're inoffensive. And when I say they've become good at losing, they have become accepting of losing.
Yeah. There was a period of that game where they competed and they played hard and aggressive.
Not long.
It didn't last very long at all. That's what I'm saying. There was a period in that
game.
So
they could do it.
They could do it.
So
that's
they
what
chose
I'm saying.
Not
that's
to.
Exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They chose for a period of that game to really want to compete. And then they decided after that they didn't want to compete because it got a little bit too hard. I just wonder about the talent they've got available to them at the moment, though, too, which is a whole other issue regarding where they're at as a football club right now.
Okay, so this is where you've got to – so let's work out where the Eagles are at, and this is their other problem, right? So we know where Hawthorn are at, okay? They've sold this to everyone.
Yeah.
And so people are going to look at Hawthorn this year and probably next year and go, oh, well, this is the path they're going down.
Yeah.
We know they're going to take hits. But they're the youngest. They cleared everyone out, Tim.
Yeah.
West Coast are still got pain. They're the fifth eldest.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're down in the Hawthorn category. Now, at least Hawthorn turn around and say, yeah, well, we know that because we got rid of O'Meara and Mitchell and Gunston and everyone else.
Yeah.
And we're going youth. So for better or worse, love it or hate it, there's the plan. West Coast are the fifth oldest list in the competition, and they're down near there. Where are they going? What are they doing?
Was there anything different about the way they tried to play too? I couldn't notice it. It just looked like the same style of football that they've been playing under Adam Simpson for the last 5 years.
So 2023 footy is this. It's go forward and go forward quick.
That's the trend.
Yeah, the trend over the last 2 years has been let's move the footy. And you know, Stephen Hocking would have had a great weekend apart from the fact that the team lost. But his mantra was get the footy moving.
Yeah.
And so inside 50s, almost the most ever on average, forward, you know, handballs, so forward handball,
go forward.
D50, inside 50 goes up. So for the ball movement, and this is what Steve Hocking needed, move the footy from the defensive 50 to the forward 50, tick, that's gone through the roof, and scoring from the back half. That's not the way the Eagles have played historically. They possess the footy, they go sideways, they go slow.
They're slower.
They kind of looked like they wanted to, but they never really got anywhere near it.
Okay. So, how many games are they going to win this year? Do you think?
Five.
They'll play better at home, yeah?
I hope that there's a, you know, I hope there's a response. Mm. And as I said last night, if you didn't listen, this is not a cheap try and get a headline. I'm a massive admirer of the Eagles Footy Club, the Eagles, what they stood for. What do you reckon Worsfold and Langdon and Lewis are doing watching their footy club go through the motions right now and not, you know, not take a stand? Not one player stood up against North Melbourne and said, this is not happening. You know, Jeremy McGovern and Brass, three on one in the goal square, Larky takes. Oh,
that was damning, wasn't it?
Jeez.
That was disgraceful. Well, it's going to be ringing in their ears this week because I would think that what you've had to say last night is going to be plastered over the papers in all seriousness over there in WA, and they're going to have to respond to it. I think they've got the Giants at home this week, which won't be an easy game for them either.